Y se fuiste vos. Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Sorry for the delay. We are in LA in ICANN 51 meeting. And this meeting sometimes runs late, and we have to wait for our room. So we will start our meeting on Tuesday the 14th, 2014, some minutes past the initial time. So now I will give the floor to staff for the roll call. Please, if you can kindly proceed.
Everyone just introduce themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are going to introduce ourselves. If Dev, please can start. We'll go around the table.
Thank you, Devananti Laksing, ELAC member from Trinidad and Tobago.
Vandes Cartesini from Lac Halo.
Alex Dance, I'm the head of comms for Latin America and the Caribbean for ICANN.
Rodrigo Saucedo, a project manager for Latin America and the Caribbean for ICANN.
Tenemos interpretación. Sí. ¿No?
Alberto Soto speaking. We have interpretation. This is Rodrigo de la Parra for the records, vice president for the Latin America and the Caribbean region.
Chair.
Leon Felipe Sanchez, miembro de ALAC.
Leon Felipe Sanchez, ALAC members appointed by the NOMCOM and being the secretariat of this meeting, replacing Humberto. Alberto Soto, LAC RALO chair. Silvia Vivanco, ICANN staff.
ICANN staff.
Gisela Gruber, ICANN staff.
Silvia Helen Leite, Internauta Brazil. Emiliano Leite, Internauta Brasil.
I'm not sure why I'm here.
Fátima Cambronero.
Fátima Cambronero, ALAC member by LAC RALO. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much. The agenda for today, we have regional strategy and synergies with LAC RALO with the collaboration of Rodrigo de la Parra, as usual. So thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is capacity building with Sebastian Vachelet, and he will come shortly. Oh, here he is. Welcome, Sebastian. And if I can find the next paper, we will continue. The next item on the agenda is review of action items. Next item on the agenda is to do with the reports of the working groups, and this will be reduced because we don't have the representative of the governance working group. Item number 8, any other business, we will speak about Duolingo. So now I would like to give the floor to Rodrigo de la Parra for him to speak. Thank you. Leon Sancho speaking. I would like to ask for the approval of the agenda or see if there is any other business that you would like to add to this agenda. Is the agenda adopted? Okay, so the agenda is adopted. Any other business that you would like to deal with? Okay, Olivier, you have the floor.
Capanablon, ALAC Chair. I just wanted to have 1 minute, please, at the beginning of this meeting, just to say a couple of words. Unfortunately, I have to go to a meeting now, so I won't have the chance to attend this meeting, but I just need to say a few words, if I could.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Olivier, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. I just wanted to say a few words with regards to the activities of the RALO. It's my fourth year as ALAC chair, and I think that LAC RALO today is very different from LAC RALO 4 years ago. In fact, LAC RALO, for me, is the most active RALO that we now have. It's got the largest number of members, but that's sometimes a case of, well, some members are not active and so on, but LAC RALO has the largest number of active members. It has working groups. It has a lot of different working groups that are having regular calls. And I really hope that the other RALOs in ICANN would be able to learn from all of what LAC RALO has been achieving in the past few years. And so I didn't want to take too much time on this, but I think that LAC RALO is showing the way of that many RALOs have to deal with internal discussion groups. Certainly, when we have the policy process that takes place at ICANN, I'm on all the mailing lists, and I see often very strong discussions in Lac Rallo on the topics that are in the policy development. And it's good to see that, because without that dialogue, without this sustained activity, we don't have an at-large community supporting the at-large advisory committee. So it's really important, and I really thank your leadership and, of course, all the members of Lac Rallo for being that active. It's very, very much encouraged, and it's acknowledged as well. So thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. Go ahead, please. This is Rodrigo de la Parra for the records. It's a pleasure to hear these words for our work that we are carrying out in Lac Rallo. And of course, I also agree with the congratulations. Thank you very much for the invitation to present the updates regarding our regional strategy. And we would like to we have tried to change the title of the presentation so as to be able to include synergies and the synergies that we may have with Lac Rallo for the implementation of our regional strategy. And in this regards, I would like to introduce some of the team members. Perhaps it would be easier for us, but for the remote participants, I would like to introduce them. I have here Alexandra Danz. Many of you know her. She's responsible for communications for the Latin America and the Caribbean region. Leon Sanchez, please. They're telling us that we are not hearing the Adobe Connect. They're not hearing us in the Adobe Connect, so perhaps our technical crew may help us to solve this issue so that remote participants may hear us correctly. Leon Sanchez speaking. Since we have a little time, we should proceed, and in the meantime, they will resolve the technical issue. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking for the records. Thank you, Leon. So I was introducing you, Alessandra. She is based in our engagement center in Montevideo. She is in charge of regional communications. And I'm here with Rodrigo Saucedo. He is responsible for the follow-up of the implementation of the strategic planning. I would like to thank you as well, and thank as well two active members in Lac Rallo, those active members in Lac Rallo that created the strategic planning, and I'm talking about Dev and Fatima. They are still active, but today they lead a very important project, and that is the communications project in coordination with Alex Danz. And this is so far one of the five pilot programs that we have started, and where collaboration of all Lac Rallo members involved within the projects, well, has been very good. And we would like to see this in the future. Now we are moving forward to a next phase. We have 35 or 40 additional projects that we need to implement, and we will need your support. Now I will give the floor to Rodrigo Saucedo for him to speak about the logics that we will follow with the project. But I would like to tell you as well three important topics in terms of collaboration, where I believe we need to keep on working together. These are very concrete points. Number one, how to continue with this link by means of their representative, Fatima and Dev, for the future projects. Secondly, it has to do with a very particular project, similar in nature to the crop program. The crop program implies how to support outreach activities for non-ICANN meetings. And this project implies the participation of the GSC participation and the authorization to travel. We also have a similar project in the regional strategy that was implemented before the CROP program, and we would like to see, together with Evan Fatima and the Lakralo leadership, how to implement this project here. We need to coordinate, and we will be able to provide certainty once we are working on those activities. And finally, if I may, I would like to give you a regular update regarding the plan by means of a webinar or an online webinar for you to keep on updated regarding the different activities and for us to let you know about the activities we are carrying out. Now, I will give the floor to Rodrigo Saucedo for him to speak about the plan. Good afternoon. This is Rodrigo Saucedo. As Rodrigo said before, we have passed the first implementation stage for the five pilot programs. A month ago, we have presented to the community an implementation plan. This implementation plan basically deals with the groups, the different projects in the strategic planning under certain categories to facilitate the follow-up and orientation. Another important topic is that it divides the projects of the plan into implementation period. The first period will go from August 2014 to August 2015, and the second period would be June 2016. The most important part of this implementation plan is that it establishes a process for implementing or executing the new projects. That is to say, leaders should be identified for each project. Working groups should be created. There would be a mailing list. And after that, we will work and we will create a document for each specific project. That is to say, we need to define the project, the objective, the specific objective, the general objectives for the project, a calendar for the execution of this project, and the budget required for the execution of the project. Basically, this would be the implementation plan. I have already shared with Devin, Fatima, and Alberto as well the different links where you will be able to download the document, the strategic, the regional strategic plan, as well as the implementation plan for you to share with your communities and for you to start participating in the execution of the project. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. I would like to thank you the opportunity for being here. And I don't know, perhaps Ale or Fatima would like to comment about the experience in the communications plan. Perhaps we have some spare minutes to speak about this. This is Fatima for the records. Thank you, Rodrigo. I would like to thank Alexander because she was working very hard together with Dev and me, and we would like to be at your disposal for this new phase for projects. Those interested in participating, well, Dev and I are at your disposal for you to participate and be in contact with that. The communication process was one of the first pilot programs developed in the region, and this was divided in three big categories or sessions so as to be able to deal with the project. I would like to thank Natalia Enciso from Lagrallo because she was working with us in this communication project, as well as some other members in the region who were involved. So thank you very much to them all. One of the topics of this communication project was to gather or create an inventory of all the material, the existing material in our region, placed in different places, in the ICANN page, in the wiki page. So the idea was to gather this information together and see the languages in which they were available. And then, in a second stage, the translation of those documents into the required languages. this stage is well advanced, and the idea is to put this in a website for Latin America and the Caribbean region, where Dev is working with some other colleagues of in Argentina, and this is a website for our region in the languages of our regions and with resources of our regions, so that we can easily identify. For example, when someone is looking for information in our region, well, that person will be able to identify the necessary stakeholder and all the resources available to read and participate. We have a lot of material. We have newsletters, videos. We have annual reports. We have the reports from the different constituencies. Very useful material. So this will be available shortly for all the community and for anyone who would like to read the material. You will also see a map, a very visible and nice map for each stakeholder to identify itself. And some other of the hallmarks of this communications program was the media to manage the relationship with the press and media, because sometimes journalists come to an ICANN event and they don't know how to communicate what we're saying here in ICANN in an accessible way for the rest of the community. So in that website, there will be resources for journalists for them to use those resources easily. That part was managed by Alexander, and she did a great job. So thank you very much and congratulations. And if you know any journalists who would like to participate in the following meetings, okay, you can contact Alexander so that she can provide that person with a toolkit so that they can understand and communicate better. I think that I am not letting anything behind, but please, and I would like to give the floor to you. This is Alexandra speaking. I would like to speak about the bi-monthly newsletter. Here we are providing information regarding the strategic planning, the about ICANN, news about the region, press releases. So the important thing here is that if you are not receiving this material and you are interested in receiving this newsletter that we send every 2 months, please let me know and I will add you to the mailing list. And with this, I'm finished because Fatima has covered most of the topics. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you very much, Fatima, both Rodrigo's, Lalo. Thank you all for your presence and participation. And we're completely sure that we will be using those materials. But we are not stop using CROP. We will work with both of them and with a new budget of ICANN, because we have a request from last year. So we have three fronts to cover all our needs. So thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I would also like to offer you the necessary time within our monthly meetings. We only need a short notice, but any other extra meeting that you would like to have, would appreciate that. Deb, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fatima. I think you covered quite a lot already. And just to add on, again, my thanks to Rodrigo and Alexandra. And now, also now, welcome Rodrigo as to help the other Rodrigo to help do the implementation for all the other projects of the Latin American and Caribbean strategic plan. And indeed, while Alberto, I do agree that, yes, we can make some time available to do updates. I'm thinking, you know, if you want to get more persons involved in the Latin American and Caribbean strategic plan from LACRALO, might I suggest to the chair that we look to have a webinar, perhaps, I would say about a month or six weeks from now, to a special purpose webinar, because I think there are a lot of projects and there won't be a time to do it within a LACRALO monthly call. So I would suggest let's have a special webinar for the Latin American and Caribbean implementation plan, where it could be where each of the projects can be presented, and so people can find out and therefore get persons to join those efforts.
Muchas gracias.
Alberto Soto. Thank you very much. That this is an item that we take into account. So I repeat, this is Alberto Soto speaking. This is an action item. Well taken. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for your visit. I know that you have a busy agenda, so you are invited to stay. No problem. If not, you can leave. Thank you. Bear with me a minute. Now I will give the floor to Silvia Vivanco. Silvia Vivanco, for the records, I would like to reiterate to you our disposal from the at-large staff to keep on working together with you. So welcome to the work, and we need to use the amount of people that we have in Lagrallo, and they're all willing to collaborate. So that's all. Thank you.
Continuando con
moving on, item 5 in our agenda, our guest speaker, whose presence I appreciate, is Sebastian Bachelet. We have asked him to speak about the IANA transition. So please, Sebastian, feel free, as we know you are always free, to speak about this topic. I'm positive we will have several questions about this. Sebastian speaking. I will try to do this in Spanish because it's not easy. We've only talked about this in English before, but I'll try. In the NTIA IANA function stewardship transition, there is another issue, the issue of accountability. There is another track. I don't know how to say it in French, so I don't know how to say it in Spanish. Alberto Soto speaking, transparency and accountability. Sebastian, okay, maybe. Because transparency is anyhow a different subject, but anyhow, to be accountable before users and constituencies of the organization. A lot has been said about the IANA stewardship transition. But I think that for users, it is more relevant to discuss the transparency and accountability issue. Because eventually, that is what is going to change or do not change the organizations for better responding to questions and user demands. IANA, I think it's more technical and important at the political level. I'm not going to say that we're not interested, but in my view, it's a small portion of the big discussion. And with respect to accountability, the discussions currently take place at two different levels. The things we need to agree upon before the IANA transition, and the other aspects that we can move forward later on. It's difficult to know what each part of the discussions will do. So now the community is working on accountability with the organization of the accountability working group. the IANA transition accountability part, and then we will have to get organized some way or another. For the other aspects of accountability. I'm sorry, it's so difficult to speak in Spanish. That's why, if I'm not being clear, please let me know. And anyhow, it is the chair of the meeting raising the hand. If you want the floor, you just take the floor. Please don't ask me. It's just to help you. If you allow us to make a question. I wasn't able to attend at the time when the composition of the ICG was reported. Fadi was at a meeting. I think it was in London or before London. I don't remember. That doesn't matter. There was a meeting when the composition of the ICG was announced. However, I read the transcripts, and there I found a statement by Sebastian Bachelet, who said to Fadi, in these groups, we don't see the end users. And I was actually quite surprised. So what you've said about accountability, I think it would be more relevant for us to discuss accountability right now than what the ICG is doing, which is working with the operational groups and with the operational group reports to make the final report for the U.S. Secretariat Department. Sorry. Sebastian speaking. I think there are now two representatives of ALAC before the ICG. In the past, that was not the case. Now, we do have two. And I hope they will perform properly and will do a great job. But when you analyze the composition of this group, you see a highly North American composition. And we can't do much about it. But we have to take this into account for better action in future groups, because when we are setting up a multi-stakeholder group, and we want to have one person per group, I don't know why, but in the long run, we always see more people from North America than from other places of the world. And if we do not have processes to fix this, we will have more and more problems. My view is as follows. The U.S. government agree on changing the oversight of the IANA function. So they are giving you a hand in this way. But on the other hand, there are other people in this region that want to take control by themselves, and that's not good for the global community. So we have to be very careful in the next working group, I think. Alberto Soto, we have Fatima. Along the same lines, what I didn't like in that occasion was that the answer was that everybody there was end user of the Internet. Why I did not like that answer? Why? Because we have two groups, ALAC and GAC, the resolutions of which have a very direct impact on the Internet end users. And whoever has to make a decision in ALAC will make it on behalf of end users, but whoever is making a decision in GAC or in any other group will make it on behalf of the interest of those groups, not on behalf of the interest of the end users. Fatima Cambronero for the records. Here I think we should make a distinction between some things. There are two parallel processes, the IANA function transition and ICANN accountability, and in both the procedural aspects and the substantive aspects. The procedural, the ICG composition, the cross-community working group for the IANA transition, the at-large working group compositions for the IANA transition, that has already happened. We can do much backwards. The groups have already been set up. The ALAC, the users, have already occupied a space. Now the question is, how are we going to use that space? In parallel, how does the IANA transition impact users? In what respects? If we already have a space there and we have to mainstream the responses, what is relevant for the users or the users' representatives to take to those proposals to be made? That's, in my opinion, the most important thing we have to determine as community of users to take to the working groups in where we participate. On the other hand, with respect to ICANN accountability, this is a process that should run in parallel with IANA. If possible, it should have been resolved before the IANA transition, but we don't have sufficient time for that. The accountability issue, however, should also be present in this IANA transition group, should be permeating all the aspects. But back to the most relevant question, to agree, to identify, to reach consensus both regionally and at a LAC level, on what position we should take there, and what are we going to defend? Alberto Soto, thank you. Fatima Wanda. Wanda, I agree with Fatima. We have to pay attention now on how we're going to make an input to our representatives, how we're going to help them. We have two representatives in ALAC and this group. So we have to act as the arms, the voice, and speak with our communities, in order to provide some consistent proposal for them to defend. We don't have much time for this. Even though Larry has somehow said that maybe we will have a flexible schedule or something like that, I'm not quite convinced. I believe that we will have to put an end to the work because of the pressure of the other governments, the Chinese, the Russians, etc. So I think that as a regional group, it is our responsibility to assist our representatives in making proposals that should be strong and consistent. That is our role, in my opinion. And if I'm not wrong, it's also Fatima's position. Thank you, Alberto. Thank you, Wanda. An additional opinion, and then back to Sebastian. I'm Felipe Sanchez. Thank you, Alberto. If I may, I will make some emphasis and recall to the region that there are different ways to have advocacy on the process. Though we have two representatives before the ICG, there is a multidisciplinary cross-constituency, cross-community working group engaging the participation, for instance, of Fatima, several representatives of the ALAC from the five regions. And in this group, it's been commissioned with devising a proposal that will be in turn delivered to this coordination group. We could also ourselves, as a region, LAC RALO, or as ALAC, we could set up or devise a proposal if we so decide and escalate it to the coordination group to be evaluated as an independent proposal. It's not just one path we could follow to influence the design of the IANA transition function transition We have at least three paths to follow, which we should use. I make this very clear to our representatives before the ICG, mostly, and before the Cross-Community Working Group. What are the principles that we as users are concerned, are want to see considered and safeguarded in the proposal of the IANA function oversight transition? Alberto Soto for the transcript. This is an item to be discussed in item seven. I will not take more of your time for this. I will give the floor back to Sebastian. Sebastian speaking. Thank you, Alberto. I agree. On how the job should be done. I don't think we will have much time for it. Policy is more important. However, it is important to learn from the lessons what happened before. And how can we do better next time? But for today's transition, it is more important to take into account the user's interest. And I really like what Leon said, the principles. He used the word principles. We don't have time to design a sketch of solutions, but we might lay out the principles. For instance, we want only one IANA. Otherwise, we will have to split our group to track three different things, and that will be more burdensome, time-wise and money-wise, etc. There are ongoing discussions here on GTLD, CCTLD, but we don't discuss much about the IPs, IP addresses. Because the discussions are split into five regions. It's more difficult for us to go from one place to the other. So if we don't want to see the same thing happen here, we have to say only one IANA function is the way to go. And there may be other important things as principles as well. And that is what both representatives to the group should get from you to speak on behalf of the users. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Sebastian. I will not take more of your time. I know you are quite busy. You are also invited to stay, but I'm positive you will get bored. Sebastian speaking. You can never get bored with users. So, and with this region, I agree with Olivier when he said that this is a very vibrant region, and it's very relevant for you to continue like that. However, I have to go to another meeting, but thank you for the invitation and your help. Throughout the 4 years I was in the board, this is my last meeting as board member, but we will have other occasions to meet and talk. And thank you for your hard work. Alberto Soto, Sebastian, thank you very much. I am sure that your work at the board has been excellent as representative of the end users, for which we are grateful. We have the expectation that Rinalia will perform exactly like you did. Thank you again. Let's move on to the next item of the agenda, the review of action, previous action items. The Atlas II recommendations, at that time, action item was item 28. ALAC should work with all railers and ALSs to map the current expertise and interest in their membership, to identify subject matter experts and facilitate policy communication. This is an item that is already current. Alberto, because of family issues, couldn't travel, but he has developed a survey that will be sent to our region. Each one of us will fill it in with our expertise. And we're going, this has a dual purpose, and which we're going to report to ALAC. This will be used internally for our training program so that we can have instructors within our region. And we can also know through this in which areas we need support for training to be given both to ALAC and ICANN. The next item is ALAC should have an automated system for tracking topics of interest currently being discussed among the various railers and accessible by everyone. Vanda, first. Vanda speaking. Simply, I was concerned with the connection with the external participants. Alberto, go ahead, please.
Thank you. When I'm speaking, regarding the first one, has this survey been circulated to all the railo leadership, regional leadership, or is it going to be discussed tomorrow on tomorrow's session? I mean, it does need to be coordinated with all the railos, and so there needs to be consensus as to how it's phrased and so forth, and then so then it can get properly translated and so forth.
Muchas gracias.
Alberto, the next recommendation is ICANN should enable annual face-to-face railo assemblies, either at ICANN regional offices or in concert with other regional events. This is a request that is actually not within our remit. The only area where we can have any saying is active participation on our part to be given this possibility of having annual face-to-face assemblies. Vanda? After the board meeting, I was talking to the members, and there was a suggestion made that this proposal, in their opinion, was interesting. But he said we should have at least an estimate cost for us to provide a more clear project. Because when we think of a smaller region, a more concentrated region, that's one thing. But if we are talking about, let's say, Asia, this becomes crazy. So this needs to be more detailed, more thorough. For instance, I've just received the roadshow of FutureCom has already started in Sao Paulo. So we are already somehow more organized. But in order to get greater support from ICANN as a whole, I think that the suggestion made by the board member is good. We should add to this proposal some items with cost estimates, because they cannot decide for yes or no without an estimate of what we're talking about. Alberto Soto, we will take this as another action item. Leon speaking. along the lines of what Wanda said, I think it would be useful if we ourselves could develop a map of regional events where, or together with this face-to-face assembly of ALSs could also be held, leveraging not only the financing by ANCI, but also the sponsors of these other events, the financing of these other sponsors. Why not the LACGF, IGF, which many of us attended on our own means or with grants from the IGF. We could complement this with funds from ICANN for the assembly to be held. That will reduce the burden on the organization, and that could enable better chances. That could be an interesting exercise to develop a map of events.
Alberto Soto speaking. We have another action item, or we will be full of work, with a lot of work. I fully agree with you, because in our conversation with Rodrigo, not today, because today it was a short and formal conversation, but the plan, Rodrigo's plan, contemplates or implies events that they have already think about. So perhaps we would say, as Leon suggested, that is an event, for example, already foreseen by ICANN, None of the Rings. This is an ICANN event. So perhaps we could significantly reduce costs if we have our own mapping and the and Rodrigo's mapping as well. Now, our next item on the agenda. RALOS should encourage their inactive ALS's representative to comply with ALAC minimum participation requirements. Metrics will be available, like RALO metrics will be available shortly. They are now being reviewed by the governance working group. And they stick to the metrics being discussed in ALAC, and I think we will have the metrics. We will have first the metrics, then ALAC. With Umberto, we are working on inactive ALSs. We send them emails. We try to contact them. And perhaps you may have seen, not today, but on some other occasions, we will see that in the past we used to have 6 or 7 participants, and now we are having 29 or 30 participants, including apologies. Of course, we are not able to participate all the time. Those who say or who send their apologies are also participants. They cannot participate at that opportunity because we are volunteers, but they are also participating in that way. Next item on the agenda. Deb, an anti-vaccine, suggested enhancing the presentation by having each rule in a column so that text in all languages will match. So Umberto Carrasco will work with Deb to implement his recommendation. I think this is already finished, so we will continue. Item number 7, working group's request. Unfortunately, Sergio Salina is not here. He sent his apologies. Today, the working group is moving forward. There was some delays. He asked for 30 days, and then he requested another 30 days. So they're working. I hope that I may have a meeting with the group in the next days so that we can settle the deadlines and finish with this as soon as possible. Banda, go ahead, please. This is Banda speaking. I am a member of the group. For me, everything was ready. I made a review. We included all the topics. Then we asked Sylvia to correct the Spanish version of the documents. Then we go back. We incorporated everything. And for me, that was ready to be published. I don't know why Sergio didn't agree on that. because everything is ready. There is nothing else to do. I don't know if he has anything or there is something special that he would like to suggest or if there is any other suggestion to be included, but from my personal point of view, everything was ready. Alberto Soto speaking. Well, I will note that as an action item. I had the same idea that that was ready. And I would like to remind you the procedure that we are adopting nowadays. A working group starts with a scope and the schedule already defined. So they work until the schedule is fulfilled. And once the working group finishes, then a public period comment starts. And after those 30 days, if there are observations or modifications are carried out. If there are no observations or comments, then there is a voting period of 7 days. And this is what we are waiting for right now. The only thing I certainly know now is that the Matrix working group or Matrix is being discussed and they are within the 7-day period. So after that, they will have the 30-day period. Deb, go ahead, please.
Speaking. So, unfortunately, the audio cut out a little bit for me there just now. So just to confirm, this isn't for outputs from Lakralo working groups or response to a comment in order to get a consensus statement and submit it as part of a public comment, just to clarify.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. We are talking about the working group. The working group. The governance working group with the sub-working groups. The Matrix sub-working group is now ready for the 30-day period, and the other group is still waiting for response. Go ahead, Dev.
This is Devanand speaking. So my concern here is that, you know, this has the reports. I know you're saying that the documents will be released formally and there will be a 30-day period. I do really do think, however, that there needs to be a conference call, a special purpose conference call, to really have the group members from the governance group explain the rationale behind the decision-making and also an opportunity to hear from other members of Lakralo what, you know, any concerns. I saw one report from one of the governance working groups regarding accreditation and of at-large structures. And I have to say, I'm not too... I do have some concerns with that, with some of the recommendations in that report. So...
Gracias, Deb.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Deb. The case is this. When the working group is not ready, documents are not in English. So we'd rather having the working group finish its work and then have the information in English. If the 30-day period is not enough, we will not have nothing. We have nothing concrete to continue for another 15 days. So I'd rather everybody have, and that is what we are requesting. We are also requesting material in Portuguese. I would like that the region have the materials in their own languages or in the corresponding languages. And then within those 30 or 45 days, we may have the meeting that you are asking for. But this will be once everybody has read everything so that we can have a meeting with all the foundations or discussions and for the decision being made. What we cannot have is long discussions to debate one single topic. That's why we are devoting quite a long time. The idea is that everybody has all the documentation so that they can read it and then they can discuss it. Next item, Ayana transition. I am the only one in the Lakralo group who is working, but I am also participating within the ALAC group. And within this ALAC group, I am subscribed to all the discussion mailing lists. the RIR mailing list and the IANA Sir ISOC mailing list. What I can say about this is that, as Sebastian said, there are topics that are being discussed. There are two main topics, transition and accountability. The standpoints are this, that this should be taken or approached by only one group, because these two topics are very related or closely related. Some of the people say that two groups are required, but they should work together. I don't see the difference between those positions, but I would say that I would rather having two different groups. And if there is any question or consultation, well, they should consult between each other and then solve their differences. When it comes to the IANA functions, they are discussing about internal or IANA internal to ICANN or IANA external to ICANN. And I can assure you that many people are hoping to have an external IANA, that is to say, IANA that is not related to ICANN. Perhaps that has to do with Sebastian, what Sebastian said. On the other hand, in the ICG, there are only 12 or 8 people who are active members. And one of the list was discussing about consensus. Is consensus going to be based on 8 or 12 members, or the rest of the membership will provide their opinion once they have the chance to do that? We are working on that. We are dealing with that topic and discussing that with all the information that we have. Banda, go ahead. This is Banda speaking. The problems of the problem of this debate on IANA begins with the title, with the headline. The title, the name, is not clear. Taking into account the items or the topics being discussed. We have political issues to debate, those asking for control, those rejecting the control. But from my point of view, first of all, we should establish the technical conditions to guarantee the stability and security of internet to have a single and stable and interoperable internet. These conditions should be dealt with by a technical group. Now, either that is a Chinese member or a Swedish member, it doesn't matter. But we need to understand the conditions. And taking into account the composition of the group and the name of the group, and I know many of the members, well, I believe that nobody has a clear idea of what we are talking about. They are talking about a political mission and so on. But I don't know if we will achieve a concrete or a good result. But I believe that we need at least to provide suggestions to organize in a better way the topic, to determine the topics that we will discuss, those related to IANA. This has to be like that. That cannot be changed. There are certain topics that should be discussed and cannot be modified, because from the technical perspective, that is a very simple principle. And it should be like that because that is the way in which internet was created. But now I believe that we are moving in a difficult direction. This is my opinion. Perhaps we in ALAC may propose something more structured so that other participants in the group may participate in a better way. Because I also believe that we have chosen 30 members, but there are only 8 members working, or 10 or 12. It doesn't matter. But I am concerned that at the end of the day, this will be an excuse. Well, the excuse is already in place, but this would be an excuse for the group who is not working may have the possibility to answer or contribute and contest. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Vanda. In ALAC, we are working in that sense. We are trying to generate the best opinion possible. And at the very beginning, we in the ICG, we have the operational groups. So this was widely discussed. Olivier spoke about that. We had conversations with the ICG chair, and ALAC will send a document with its opinion. So I'm also happy after listening the U.S. Department of Commerce, Commerce Secretary. There is a document for the transition, an initial document, that way that ICANN, or that established that ICANN should be in charge of that, and that the multi-stakeholder model should be respected. In her speech yesterday, the secretary strongly emphasized exactly the same. And somewhere I also read that if that was not the case, the transition was not going to be made. So I think that the U.S. Department of Commerce will advocate for the model. And this is what I understand from the different working groups that I have participated. The transition should be respected. Perhaps this will not take in place, will not take place on September the 15th, because on that date is my birthday, but we have to take that into account. Please take note that September the 15th is my birthday. Perhaps that would not be the deadline, but they are also saying that that is not a fixed deadline. It's a flexible deadline. Now, when it comes to the IANA transition, I created an event. There are certain ILSs that will attend to the event, and they will confirm that this is a volunteer event. I mean, anyone can participate. The explanation is simple. We have a LACRALA document that was submitted to ALAC, and this is the basis to generate not a new document, but modifications to that document, and to create a presentation for us to provide to the ALSs and with this content. What is ICANN? What does ICANN do? How does ICANN work? What is IANA? What are the contracts being signed by ICANN and the U.S. Department of Commerce? What is the meaning of a transition? And what is the state of the art at the moment of the presentation? The state of the art is or has to do with the discussions that are being held. This should entitle the LACRALA's opinions. I would replicate that with the ALSs. Any ALS can take that. Perhaps we may have this event next year after we have moved forward with our debates regarding the transition. And at the same time, this is a document. And if someone asked us, what is our opinion? Well, we have that document to show. We are working on several topics, and we need to have that document updated. And this is my commitment, my personal commitment, to keep this document updated. Vanda speaking. Well, I would like to remind you that Elisa and .br, well, we have some slides that are ready with very clear designs and concepts of the function, of the IANA function. They're very easy to understand. I have already used that material, and perhaps I can circulate it to you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Vanda. That is what I am using for the presentation. That material has been used for the presentation. The same material that we have used with Silvia for Bolivia and the Dominican Republic. We are not inventing any material. We are using the already existing material. Okay, any question, any comment? I see no one. someone in the remote participation. So, dear colleagues, since there are no questions, I would like to thank you all for your participation, for your face-to-face participation, and also to the remote participants. So thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you, Sylvia. And also thank you to the interpreters, because they are very patient, and to the technical tech, because we had no technical problem at all. So thank you very much.